Thank you so much for calling customer care. This is Devin. May I please have the zip code associated with that account so that I can better assist you today?
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. What did you say your name was?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Devin. What's Could you please hold one moment for me?
No, hurry up. I've been waiting. Asked their name and he put me on hold again. That's not good. How to get it off speaker.
I do apologize, ma'am. I'm just having a few technical difficulties with my system right now. One moment for me, please. I do apologize about that hold. I'm still here, ma'am. One moment for me, please. I'm still here, ma'am. I do apologize. Getting some assistance from my supervisor. I'm still here, ma'am, waiting on that assistance from my supervisor. I do apologize about that hold, ma'am. I'm still here. I do apologize, ma'am. I'm trying to get some assistance so that I can help you out today here. I'm still here, ma'am. I apologize about that hold. I'm still here, ma'am. Waiting on some assistance from my supervisor. I do apologize. Ma'am, I do apologize about that hold. I'm still waiting on some correspondence from my supervisor so I can see what's going on with my system here today. Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize about that hold. What is that zip code associated with that account so that I can better assist you today? Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that hold. I am in my database now. Could you please provide me with your 5-digit zip code?
71841.
Thank you so much for that. And may I please have your first and last name?
David Albright, A-L-B-R-I-G-H-T.
Thank you so much for that. And for security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
Post Office Box 37, Gillam, Arkansas.
Thank you so much. And may I please ask exactly who I'm speaking with today?
This is Martha Albright.
Yes, ma'am. And what exactly is your relationship to Mr. Albright?
He's my husband.
Thank you so much for that. I am required to ask. And I do see an account here for the Bioenhancement Labs, Vigoro, and for the Bio Enhancement Labs Vitality Trial purchase for $659 and $749 shipping and handling on June 26th. How may I help you today, ma'am?
I've got two charges from you, one for $89.65 and one for $87.43. And
yes,
it's charged to this number, and I just want to know what the heck it is because I did not order it. I don't know what it is, but I did not order it, either both of them.
Yes, ma'am. I do see the charges that you're speaking of, ma'am, and they go back to that trial that was started on the 26th of June when your husband was purchasing that product. He only paid for the shipping and handling to get that product to him over a 14-day trial period. Since no one called in to cancel, he was billed the full retail cost of that product. Can I ask if that product been working
for
you?
I'm sorry, sir. That was not in the deal. That was never mentioned. It was not in the paperwork. It was not mentioned. You are not charging me $80-some dollars twice. It's not happening.
Yes, ma'am. I can provide you with that website, and those terms and conditions are listed there, stating that this is a 14-day trial where we ship you out a 30-day supply of that product to try. And in the event that you don't like it or you don't wish to continue with it, you're required to call in to cancel to avoid being billed anything further, because when you purchase the product, you only pay the shipping and handling of that product, and it enrolls you in an auto bill and an auto ship feature of a monthly subscription.
No, sir. No, sir. There was nothing in the paperwork. You're not charging me for much. You can get your supervisor on the phone because I can talk to him because you're not charging me this $170. It's not happening.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm perfectly capable of assisting you, ma'am. I'm unallowed to reverse those charges because no one called in to cancel.
That's what I said. The supervisor would be fine. I would love to speak to him.
Yes, ma'am. We all follow the same protocol, ma'am.
I was charged on this and not knowing about it. This is fraud. You need to do something. Somebody needs to do something, or I'm. It needs to come off my account. We didn't. It was not ordered. We had no idea what was going on. Nothing in the paperwork.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I really hate to see you as a customer today because that is the number one product on the market, helping to increase that strength, stamina, and blood flow. Would you be interested in a 35% discount?
No. No. I would not be interested at all, period. One for $89.65 and one for $87.43. They need to be taken off. They were not ordered. We did not know about the paperwork. Nothing. It needs to be taken off.
Yes, ma'am. I could even make that 50% off of all future purchases if you like.
No. No. Nope. I'm 100% back. I am not interested, period.
Yes, ma'am. And you wouldn't be interested in 75% off of all future purchases?
No, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do have that account. I'll cancel it out, avoiding you from any further charges or shipments. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
All right. You're taking off the $89.65 and the $87.43.
No, ma'am.
Is that what you just said?
No, ma'am.
What did you just say?
I have that account canceled out, avoiding you from any further charges or shipments. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
You didn't take that money off. You said
no,
you canceled out the shipment.
I'm unallowed to reverse any charges on their account, ma'am.
Then I need a phone number or an address or something because this is not ordered. This was not ordered. We had no idea what was going on. You are not charging me, so I need to talk to somebody else. I need a supervisor, I need an attorney, I need something, but they're going to take this off of my account. I will speak to your supervisor if you want me to, but somebody's going to take this off of our account. You still there?
One moment.
Thank you.
I'm initiating that transfer now. You're going to hear a brief hold, a little music, and someone should be there to pick up that line for you. Thank you so much for calling customer care. I hope you have a great and a safe evening.